Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Okay, hey, welcome to the Rosecast, everyone. One and all. The number one spoiler-free. Spoiler-free, AB. It's such... what a dream to be living the spoiler-free lifestyle. I feel bad for people who don't. I never understand it. We ask for the explanations, the reasoning behind why people seek out the spoilers. I hear it, but I do not get it. It's better this way.
Why would you ever enjoy it to be spoiled?
Don't even ask the question, because we know what the answer is, and I'm going to reject it. I'm sorry.
I'm going to tell you, Rem, this week I almost got spoiled. Almost.
Oh, no.
I was like a paragraph away from being spoiled. I was reading this Bachelor article, and if you scrolled down without telling you, it was like there was a spoiler.
You got to report the site.
Listed.
Or something.
I don't know who to report this to, but...
we're the number one spoiler-free Bachelor Recap podcast hosted by a male interracial best friend duo. That's a fact. Google,
yeah, I mean,
look
it
up by the category. I'm your host, Tim Kennedy. With me, as always, Alex Bradford. AB, before we get started, before we get to your thoughts on the episode,
okay.
I want to remind people... we have an Instagram. It's at Rosecast Podcast. I would get some more followers there. It's fun. We need 10,000 soon.
Period.
So we need about 9,000 more so we can do the swipe up on stories. That's what I'm looking for. At Rosecast Podcast. Twitter is at Rosecast ES. And Facebook, if you want to play that game, play fast and loose with your with your identity. Facebook.com/Rosecast Podcast, I think. I don't know. Search it. What did you think of the episode?
It's pretty good, Rim.
Yeah.
It's just the calm before the storm.
Isn't that
though,
the truth?
Rim, it's coming. It is brewing.
It really is.
This is coming. This is the episode of the season where it starts getting a little serious. It's not quite there yet, but I think next episode it gets really serious, where it comes from like fun little quirky little fun events. Everyone loves each other. Real genuine claps when people get one-on-one dates to I hate every other girl here.
This group in particular does seem to be like closely tight knit. They're friends. They like each other. And there's this episode, there was not any big confrontations. The confrontations, if you want to call them that, were between individual women and Colton.
Yeah.
Putting each other's feet to the fire. So I think you're right there. That's calm before the storm. And if did you see the preview?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll talk about that later. What a preview that was. Let's pick it back up with Onyeka and Nicole. Since we have to, it's our job.
Pass.
They're at the cocktail party from last week. Now, I knew when it happened, but this confirmed nothing on this show has ever been less worthy of a to be continued than this feud. They just literally just continued it. There was no like, oh, can you believe what happened? It was just like, all right, well, let's just pick up right where we left off and nothing big happens. What do you got on this?
I'm a little surprised we didn't get a 2-on-1 out of these two. Like, this was the last opportunity in my mind to have a 2-on-1 this season. So they're just not going to have one, it appears.
I think so, too. Some people texted in and mentioned that there's no one left that would give us a compelling 2-on-1. And we're kind of out of time.
Yeah, we're out of time.
So Colton, he needs a breather from this ridiculous feud that no one cares about.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Harrison's like, "You got this?" And he's like, "Yeah, I just don't want to talk to those two." and then they go straight. The cocktail party is over because of that. And AB, it is obvious. It's never been more obvious who's getting the boot.
Yeah. He didn't finish the conversation with either of them. He's just like, no. I don't even want to deal with this right now. Let's just go to the cocktail hour. I'll handle it there.
The rose ceremony. Heather, Cassie, Hannah B. have roses. The roses in order go Kaylin, Tayshia, Kirpa, Demi, Hannah G.
Wow.
Katie, and Sydney. No roses. Who do you think didn't get any roses? Let's say you don't watch the show and you don't know who.
Is it the two that ruined the night? Could it be those two?
Who he wasn't really close with to begin with either. Like Demi said, I found it funny that Demi, who thrives on conflict and drama, was like, "This is so dumb. Can we just end this?"
She said they dig
their own graves, which is right. Onyeka and Nicole did not get roses. You got anything on this before we move on?
It's just a reminder to not talk about other people in your one-on-ones. It never works out, especially if you're just like a middle of the road to bottom of the pack contestant. You have nothing to gain from bringing up someone else.
Unless Onyeka, I think, I don't know if I'll give her 4D chess credit, but she's looking ahead to... This is a paradise play, I think. It's a paradise play.
And you're going to have both of them in paradise, probably.
Absolutely.
This could be all a game that they're both playing together to get onto paradise. Because they saw the writing on the wall.
We
aren't getting any screen time. Neither of us are going to paradise. Let's do something.
Team up. One thing I'll say about Nicole. I follow her on Instagram. She's hilarious. Her Instagram stories are hilarious.
Really could have fooled me.
Exactly. She's bad nothing contestant. Like that. Yeah, she's not like that on the show at all, especially these past two episodes. Embarrassing behavior, I'll go so far as to say.
I liked when they were both leaving. They both seemed more happy that the other one was going home, too, than they were upset that they had to go home.
One thing about them leaving, they both were cordial to Colton. We're going to mention that a lot tonight. They liked Colton, even though he just gave him the boot for acting ridiculous. All right, we're going from Thailand to Vietnam. Hop, skip, and a jump, AB. Demi, Katie, Kirpa, Sydney, Hannah G have not had one-on-one dates yet. And I would consider there to be at least one contender in that group that hasn't had a Hannah G, that hasn't had a one-on-one date yet. The one-on-one date card goes to Hannah G. Lots of support from the gals. Like you were saying, genuine claps. The remaining non-one-on-one people really feeling the heat, AB.
Yeah, it's that time. If you don't have a one-on-one by now, it's been like a month. You've been there a month and haven't got a one-on-one.
Yeah.
You got to be thinking it's not going to happen.
Start packing your bags.
Yeah.
The flight is tomorrow. Really, I mean, there's been like five.
Yeah.
Five one-on-ones.
I mean, if you're just looking at it from the outside, everyone that's got a one-on-one has got to be above me, right? Because he's giving them one-on-ones. So that's like seven people. How am I going to leapfrog that many people to Colton's heart? I can't do it.
If I'm on the outside, I'm still thinking maybe I'm ahead of Heather. Heather was a gimmick one-on-one.
That's a gimmick, sure.
But that's it. Like you can't think you're a hometown's contender in, like you said, a couple weeks. Hannah G, one-on-one, date, daytime. What do you got on this date, AB?
Not much to it. Erotic massage turns into an erotic. She gives him a massage, turns into erotic rap, some sort of seaweed rap, erotic style. And
okay,
then
we get it. It was erotic.
And then
keep
it turns into
that.
An erotic shower rim. I don't know what else to tell
Those
you.
Those are facts. Those are facts.
That's what they did.
Do you think Colton just kind of squinted and pretended it was Cassie? Is that why he was acting like this?
No, I
think he likes Cassie.
I get the feeling he likes these two the most.
Okay.
I just get that. You can tell by the hands, too. We talked about the hands last week.
Yeah.
The hands are all over the place with Cassie and Hannah.
One thing I noticed about Hannah G, and something I noticed about all people, and you do too, I think, very respectful of the staff at this place. Eye contact. There's no like, oh my gosh, I don't get what they're saying. That's a good trait to have. That's a good trait to have. I'll tell you what, wouldn't mind one of these goopy-ass facials. I've been having issues basically since pre-puberty with blackheads on my nose. Everyone who meets me knows it. And I think the mud, whatever they're doing to their face, would help with that. Because Biore doesn't do it. That's a gimmick also.
Rib and AB would love to have a couple's
massage just like this. A couple's day.
I'd do a couple's shower with you if Absolutely. That's the price we had to pay.
Get the mud mask, the seaweed wraps.
Okay, what is with the seaweed wraps?
That was very weird. Wrapping leaves on you, what is that gonna possibly do? it's not even like a tight wrap. I could see like maybe you're getting some of the leaf oils or something on you. I don't know how exfoliation works, but that would make sense to me. Loosely wrapping huge like banana leaves on you doesn't do it for me.
No, I was skeptical,
did nothing,
to say the least. But like you mentioned, next thing you know, Hannah G. Not standing off to the side on the table giving him a massage, which is something in itself. Straddling him in a bikini, giving him a back massage. Some people consider this a base. Okay? This is like second base if you're Colton. I don't even know the bases, but this was something. Where do you think this led, AB? You think it led to deep conversation, get to know you? No. It led
Absolutely
to the shower.
Not.
It led to each other's lips.
The outdoor shower. Like it always does with Colton.
Too early in the night, I'll add. Back at the house, Kaylin is talking to Cassie, I believe. What do you got on this bizarre interaction?
Yes, here comes a little beauty pageant drama, Rem. Kaylin's wonders if Hannah G really has anything to her but her beauty, which is rich coming from a beauty pageant.
That's what many people are saying, that it is interesting coming from Kaylin. In Kaylin's defense, number one, Kaylin has a lot of goodwill right now, so she didn't get raked over the coals like I think someone else might have.
Absolutely.
Fairly. In Kaylin's defense, she did say there has to be something that we're missing, rather than simply she's an airhead. There isn't anything that we're missing. She's an airhead. So she's at least implying that there is something else. She just doesn't, you know, we haven't seen it yet is all she's saying.
I haven't seen it.
It was catty. It was a catty comment. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah. And Kaylin then says one of the most delusional things of the year so far, when she's wondering if Hannah's going to come back, if she's even going to get a rose. Like, come on.
What is that?
She's obviously a top four contender right now. She's not going home. There's 0% chance. That never crossed my mind.
First impression rose to ninth place.
That's never, ever happened. You know, if she gets that first impression rose, that's someone you're dealing with the whole season. So you better find a way to get rid of her.
Your ass is in the jackpot from the moment Hannah got
Absolutely.
That rose. You got to overtake her.
Yep.
Please. Back on the date, Colton says his connection with Hannah is so natural, AB. But recall a conversation they
haven't
had.
Seen it.
The only conversation I remember is when they canceled the cocktail party, had the pool party, and Colton was basically promised her a one-on-one. That was it. But there's something here. You got anything on what they did discuss?
To me?
Whoa,
it seemed like a made up conflict that she didn't have anything and that's what she came with. I didn't buy the conflict she was coming with. It just seemed like if you're on Bachelor, Bachelorette, you have to have a conflict. So that's what she just, I don't know.
You think she made up her specific divorce
story? No, I think that's
story?
True. I think she's making up how it impacted her. To this day.
Okay,
like,
let me
that's
get straight.
The thing that's still your...
Okay.
As a 24-year-old, that's still, like, one of the defining... I don't know.
Whoa. How old was she when it happened?
I don't
Bold
know,
take.
Rim.
I respect this take, I,
don't
I must say. I don't agree with it, but I respect it. You think she made up the lawn? You think the lawn thing occurred? That's a dramatic
with
memory.
With the car?
Yeah. Driving through the lawn?
Driving through the lawn.
It seems like out of a movie.
I don't know. Yeah, that's what guy... That's what, like, she tore through the lawn with the whip. No, I didn't buy it all.
She did. Wow. That's AB, folks, not Rim. When she said that, I was like, first she said that, what, this is kind of lame, but this is what I remember. And then she described the climax of a movie. Yeah. I was like, that is not lame. That's a breathtakingly sad moment. Anyway, hey, listen, Colton had his parents were divorced too. You know, something to connect over, something that does affect you for a long period of time, maybe.
Okay.
Anyway, they make it. That's kind of the bottom line. I'm not saying
that it didn't impact her. I just don't.
You need something.
The way she said it and everything, it came off to me as she needed to say some sort of conflict here. Okay. Because that's the steps you take in The Bachelor. If you want to win, there's some conflict there in your life.
You basically do have to, for better or worse. And there are levels to the seriousness of the conflict. Like, I forgot her name, but first night, someone was like, I don't have anything just scary to tell you.
Yeah,
basically.
Exactly. And it was like, that's a reasonable response, but you're going to go home. Like, if Hannah was like, I don't have anything to talk about right now. I don't have a conflict for my first one-on-one. You're probably going home.
Yeah. I didn't mind the way she framed it as like, this is why I'm hesitant to open up. Though everyone on the show claims they're hesitant to open up, and yet they're on the television show.
Who's been not hesitant to open up?
Hannah G gets the rose, AB, obviously. Hannah G says to the cameras, she's falling in love with Colton. That surprised me. Were you shocked by that?
First one-on-one, yeah, that's a little surprising.
Were you surprised when Colton basically said it? Also, I think he said, no. I could see myself falling in love with Hannah G.
No,
is that true? Did he say that, or is that somebody else?
I mean, he might have said something like that, but I could see myself falling in love. That's a different level. That's being careful. I think he likes these two the most.
I agree.
I think they're the two front runners right now, her and Cassie.
Stay tuned for the power rankings, of course.
And he can't keep his hands off them, and I think he likes them more than everyone else.
I think the connection with Hannah G is thinner than with Cassie. This seems purely physical, and it reminds me of the same feeling I had early on with Brian and Rachel.
Okay. Wow.
Which, I mean, in a derogatory way, like, I doubt this will last, but we know how that's ended up. Those two are together forever, it seems. Anything else on this date?
I don't think so. I mean, they kind of got a lame date, truthfully.
Yeah, I mean, they got massages.
They did like a massage day, and then they didn't get like a private, you know,
fireworks show,
train concert, or a fireworks show or anything.
No, they didn't do anything after. You're right.
Keep in mind, Rim, back of her mind, Kaylin came back in with $20,000 worth of goods, and I got a $100 massage day and no concert. I don't know.
Though Hannah G did get daytime makeout that Kaylin did not get.
Sure.
Apples and oranges. Back at the house. Group date card. Cassie, Heather, Tayshia, Kaylin, Katie, Hannah B, Sydney, Demi. You talk about heavy hitters. That leaves Kerpa for the one-on-one date.
Out of nowhere.
Completely out of nowhere. Truly. Kind of heartbreaking to see at this point in the season. This is the moment that Sydney, all the non-one-on-one women that we talked about, they realize they're done. It's over.
Yeah.
We've been in Southeast Asia for a month and I haven't gotten a one-on-one date. Group date, daytime. They're learning the ancient art of Vovinam, AB. And by that, I mean they do like some PE exercises for a little bit, and then they're thrown in the gauntlet. I don't believe they actually learned the ancient art of anything.
Of course not.
They just toss them out there and we're like, oh, fight. Like the fighting pits in Marine, AB. Vovinam, they did not. That's my point. This was amateur street boxing. What do you got on this date that set the gender back 25 years?
A couple things stood out, Rim. Number one, my girl Hannah embraces another group date like no one else. Say what you want about the girl, but she is the star of every group date she's on. She has the perfect attitude for the situation. Yes. You never see her like cowering away from anything that they're doing. She hits it head on with a smile on her face. Go Hannah, Team Hannah.
If you're going to be Team Hannah, that's a... You have some substance to back your claims here. She really does. She has the perfect attitude.
She has
the
best attitude.
She says some funny things in the bumpers. Yes.
And like, she's kind of like somehow trained on most of the things that they've done so far.
She's a pretty good athlete.
Jungle trained and then also kickboxing trained.
She's not bad. She's not bad. You want some scouting reports?
Yeah, absolutely.
Hannah B, great footwork. and positioning. Okay. She came out really strong when she was the first one up. I forgot it was Cassie, yeah. I think. She came out and she's got her feet right and she's got her hands right here. And then she came with this left jab. It was stiff, AB. She gave her this stiff left jab. She set the distance with Cassie. As soon as she nailed that, it was like, oh, okay. We know who's going to absolutely over. The fight. She's got the reach. I thought we were dealing with a young Klitschko, a female Klitschko here. And then it kind of came crashing down. Cassie did a lot of clinching. Like this kind of clinching, it was a mess. But Hannah B, she's young. She can get in the amateur ranks. Who knows?
Well, you could tell. So they had them MMA fight basically for no reason. Like, why did they have them do this? It was so dumb. So one of the dumbest things I've ever seen. Do you want to see your girlfriends fight each other?
It's dumb.
Someone actually hit each other hard?
Yeah.
Because they're all friends, so they're not really taking it serious. Like, obviously, Hannah could have wore Cassie out if she wanted to, and Sydney could have beat the brakes off of Heather if they wanted to. But
there's
just
no
kinda,
timer either. They just
there's
threw
no timer.
Like,
it's just like
right,
fight until one of you goes down. Yep. But they didn't really want to. They're all friends. No one wanted to get hurt here.
No.
What was the point of this?
Katie tagged Demi in the face, apparently.
Yeah, blasted her.
Apologized later. Katie, nice variety. Going to the body, big time. That's huge. And with people on this level, Demi probably needed to get her liver checked out. Big bad wolf, tail between her legs, AB. Of course, Katie apologized because Katie's a sweetheart. And like you said, they all like each other.
Yep.
Colton eventually just like, all right, we're good. This is kind of, I'm uncomfortable with this.
I don't really like this. I'll tell you what I didn't like, Rim. And I think I've said this before in another Bachelor season or Bachelor in Paradise, maybe. They bring in the host of Bachelor Vietnam.
Didn't like that? Okay.
I liked that. I like bringing him in. But then they don't give him subtitles. So they're just using him not speaking English as kind of like the comedy relief of the episode, like trying to make it funny. We don't know what he's saying.
Did you watch it online?
No.
I remember subtitles.
There were not subtitles for this man.
I might have to run this back. I
run it back
subtitles.
If they did cut this whole thing out. If
No. I'm leaving it in because I want to get this out soon. But I remember subtitles. Maybe you got to change the way your TV's set up. They might have been too low on the
bar. Okay, if there's subtitles, fair game.
But I think they had subtitles.
I didn't see any, and it reminded me of that Yuki girl where they just brought her on and like, hey, listen to this girl talk. It's like, no, she's just talking her normal language. It's not, we don't know what she's saying. Other languages aren't just funny.
I'm with you, but I'm pretty sure she had subtitles too. Now
have subtitles.
I will say that I don't absolutely, especially for like a comedy character like Yuki, I don't trust The Bachelor to be accurate with the subtitles. I think they're making jokes with the subtitles. Group date. Anyway, this was a dumbass date. Not everyone even
bad
fought.
Date.
I'm pretty sure Kaylin and someone else didn't even have to fight. No one should have had to. What a ridiculous. And then to frame it as like, fight for your love. It's like, beat up another person for this is dumb. That was an archaic date. Group date, nighttime. Listen, AB, like Colton, pretty good bachelor. The speeches, he's running out of ideas with the speeches. Okay, he's starting to sound like a K Jewelers commercial a little bit. You know those double heart things.
Yeah,
keep your heart open and love will always find its way in. Cheers. All right, we got some
buy your chocolate diamonds.
Yeah, the chocolate diamonds. Are you a chocolate diamond guy? Those look ugly to me.
No,
I
hate chocolate diamonds. No disrespect to anyone that has chocolate diamonds.
I mean,
I
don't even think diamonds are that cool. But you take a diamond, and drag it.
Why would
you
want a dirty ass diamond?
It's just not what
chocolate
the point
diamonds
is.
Are stupid.
Again, not diamond guys. Diamonds are dumb in general. It's a racket. No, you want to talk about a racket?
You want to talk about a racket? It's diamonds. That's a fact.
All right. Serious conversations on this date, AB. Bring it down a little bit. Serious conversations. I got a lot of notes here. I don't know about you. You want to start with Tayshia?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
She talks to him about how it's hard opening up. And in general, she just wants to... She wants him to continue to get to know her. Okay? Yeah. I think she feels like... It's all one-sided right now, which I feel like a lot of kind of was the theme of the night. A lot of the girls are like, hey, you're kind of fucking up, Colton.
Yeah. Well, not that he's fucking up, but that it's like, all right, don't hit a wall here with all these relationships.
Yeah.
You got to keep putting the effort and you got to keep, now that you have like your obvious favorites, don't forget about the rest of us. We got something too.
That was a good, that's the key phrase there, the obvious favorites. I got the feeling like most of these girls are like, are you going to, you're treating Cassie and Hannah way different than the rest
sure.
of us.
And they said
something
either
about send
it.
Us home or start trying to find love with all of us.
What did you make of Tayshia's reaction to how Colton handled that? Like, did you leave that interaction thinking that there was any hope for them? Because she's pretty high on our list last week.
I don't remember Colton handling it all that well, like most of the conversations this episode. But for some reason, she was okay with it.
She looked, I felt two different ways about it. She looked like, okay, this guy's not taking me serious. She looked like that to his face, and then she said the things to the camera like, I'm glad he said these things. I didn't see a spark. He had to lean in for the kiss. I'll say that. Little things, folks. The guy pointing to his head meme. what do you got on Katie talking to Colton?
She expressed concern as well, Rim. Yeah. Talks about how she doesn't think she's opened up enough, and she hopes that he doesn't hold that against her.
Well
and
said.
He promises her that it won't, but we'll find out later.
I mean, folks, listen, she said, I don't want you to think I'm holding back. I would hate to go home with you thinking that I didn't try. I got bad. I mean, you know, yeah, we'll see. I thought the conversation was cute. With the hug at the end, you don't see that often on this show. There's never recent bachelors. When I say recent bachelors, I'm talking about Nick and Ari, period. Recent bachelors, oftentimes they wouldn't settle for something like, there's just too much. They're trying to force things too much a little bit. I think I can see recent bachelors not settling for, you know what I mean? I just felt like Colton just meets wherever. Okay. Somebody's at their level.
You mean
how
that
far along?
One of them would have went for a unnecessary kiss?
Not like a kiss would have been bad here, but like I feel like one, some of they
you
might.
You don't always have to kiss.
You don't always have to like, yeah, like keep.
Make out after.
Stay
yeah.
Where, yeah, different conversations call for different handlings and reactions.
Agreed.
And I think Colton is pretty aware of that. Maybe I'm just like digging around trying to find nice things to say about him at this point. I don't know. Hannah B one-on-one time. Bubbly time, maybe. No more serious stuff. What do you want to do the stick thing? What do you got on this? Your girl.
Just positive. Just positivity. Coming down. She's just doing her thing.
That's fine.
Always smiling, whether it's fake or not. I don't know. Taking on all challenges. That's what Hannah does, Rip.
Okay.
The hand train's rolling along real smooth right now, and I'm glad to be leading it.
I think it's on autopilot.
It's on autopilot straight through hometowns.
No, listen up. Probably true. I think she put on autopilot and then like went back into the cabin with the passengers and is like having drink, like making cocktails. I think she's kind of asleep at the wheel here, AB. Almost earlier, she was deeper with Colton than she is now. Now they're just playing tic-tac-toe and all this BS. It's not, I don't know.
Yeah, but she's that positive side right now. And everything's forgotten about, like, crazy Hannah and her beef with Kaylin. All that's forgotten now. It's just kind of, she's just coasting.
All right, AB, Sydney and Tayshia talking. Sydney said, or maybe it's Tayshia, all the girls here are really pretty and nice and fun. They're implying that they're the two people left that are ready for marriage. I think they're both 27, Sydney and Tayshia. Tayshia might be 28.
Two of the older two, yep.
Which is ancient compared to everyone else who's 23. You get the sense, especially with Sydney, that she's just exhausted, not with the people who are here for the ride, but with the fact that Colton seems to favor them to her.
Mm-hmm.
Because Sydney's not here for the ride. That's just what I picked up. And this is when they made the comment, like, look at Hannah doing that dumb stuff with the ninja moves.
Yeah. Who do you think in particular they're talking about? Because this kind of comes a theme of the episode is people leaving and then talking about how, like, half the girls aren't there for the right reasons. And then the camera will cut to a couple faces, but who knows if that's who they're actually referring to.
We both have thoughts on this. I would encourage listeners to stick around to the end of the recap,
sure.
Because I want to talk about, you like you just said, they say this multiple times. Who are they talking about? Who are they talking about? We got mailbag questions. Who are they talking about? Maybe we'll include it with the power rankings. Sydney, one-on-one time, straight up asks him, AB, Why haven't you given me a one-on-one? Is this common behavior?
I have never heard. She comes at Colton hot.
Yeah.
Right off the bat. Like, why did you not give me this one-on-one? Why? Why? Tell me.
Yeah. Colton didn't have an answer for it, really. He doesn't. No. He's, this is a politician answer. Like, oh, wouldn't it be great if we could all have one-on-ones
every time? Yeah, I just wish
time.
I had a bunch of one-on-ones to give out. I just can't. He doesn't tell her. He doesn't even tell her, like, other people are farther along or anything. He kind of, right down the middle. He's not going to give her, not going to give her anything
no
to get him with.
No promises.
No, vague, no promises at all. He doesn't even tell you you're going to get one later. Sydney asks him, too, if he can get there with her.
That's the question that, that's a depending go on home, the answer, is a go home or stay.
Absolutely. It's a go home question. Colton doesn't also, again, doesn't take the bait. He says, yeah, I mean, we aren't there, but I could, I want to get
I wanna
there.
Try.
I want to try to get there, yeah. Which is an interesting answer for a bachelor. I don't remember someone say, like, I would have expected him to be like, no. So I think he actually did see something with Sydney. He was interested. He just hasn't had the time yet. You had a list of people that he had to give one-on-ones to, and she was a couple people further. So if you stick around to next week, maybe you'll get one.
I agree with everything you just said. Demi one-on-one time. What do you make of this, AB?
Very casually asked Colton if he wants to call her mom, who just got home from prison for no reason. First time she's talked to her.
First time Demi has talked to her mother since she's been out of prison. If you recall her background bit on the first episode, first segment, was calling her mom on speakerphone when she was in prison. And I don't think she told her mom that she was on speakerphone,
hey, we're on
much
speakerphone.
Less on The Bachelor.
She also didn't tell her here, just to be clear. She said,
no,
we're
she
on speakerphone.
Nope.
She said, we're on speakerphone with Colton. They didn't say, she didn't say you're on camera.
God. I feel bad for Demi's mom. Demi's mom has had it the worst of anybody on this show.
Absolutely.
Basically, she's getting exposed.
Exposed. A light just spread on. Everyone knows what her mom did.
She's thinking,
everybody,
all right,
it
I'm
knows
getting
her
out
face.
Of federal prison. Like, I can finally move on with my life. Nope. 10 million people are now Googling what you did. And she's getting talked down to by her 23-year-old immature daughter. Mm-hmm. Who's like, all right, mom, like, keep your shit together, okay? It's like, I don't know.
It was weird.
It was weird. And it was kind of a heartbreaking conversation, too, that should have been had off camera.
I mean, here's the thing, though, Rim. You got to realize, they don't have their phones. The opportunity was offered to Demi. Do you want to call her on camera, or you aren't going to get to call her until you go home?
God, that's like a hostage. It's like something Darth Vader would do.
That's just the situation here. I don't know what else to tell you. That's what it was. The producer said, you can call her on my phone right here on speaker with Colton, or you can wait till you're home.
Yeah, which could be 3 months.
Who knows how long that could be. Yeah,
that's exactly what happened. God, that put a pit in my stomach. Why do we support this show?
I don't know. That's...
Side note, a commercial came on during this. Did you fast forward through the commercial? Or did you watch live?
Yeah, I was fast forwarding.
Okay, there's a commercial with Tia.
Oh, no, I saw it. Saw that then. I didn't even realize that was a commercial at first. That's
why
I watched
it. Job.
It was that dude that I like, and then the girl that I like.
Yeah, sure. Rebel Wilson and Adam Devine.
Yep, those two.
Have you seen trailers for that movie?
Yeah, I tried to go to that movie this weekend, but it wasn't out yet. I'm a Rebel Wilson guy.
Interesting. Back to Sydney.
And one of the Helms, what is that guy's name? Hemsworth?
Was that one of the
Hemsworths? Yeah, he's in there. One of them.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm a Hemsworth guy.
Sexy Hemsworths.
Even the old one who's like shorter and stockier than the rest of them. Not as good looking. You know that guy from Westworld? He doesn't look like a Hemsworth at all. Yeah. He's like, I'm a Hemsworth. It's like, okay, John. Sure. That was not a paid advertisement, by the way.
No.
Back to Sydney. Listen to this quote on the freaking Bachelor, AB. It's not just his decision. It's both of ours. You call that agency, AB, and I'm happy to see it on television here. It's a little more realistic look at these relationships. You take yourself outside of the competition. You say, do we have something that we should go on with?
Sydney handled this very mature, I got to admit.
What do you got on her talking to Colton?
Pulls him aside again for the second time. This is when you know, okay, this is it. Line in the sand. She says she needs more. If you can't guarantee me more, which is something you know that he can't guarantee you, I'm going home. So he
clearly does, he has nothing to say to the situation, and she heads home.
Which, after she says, "I'm going home," yeah, he's like, "All right." Before that, though, he seemed like he had a bucket trying to scoop out the water of the sinking rowboat. I'm like, buddy, don't even try. You're going down. It's over.
He uses the same line a couple times this episode, including here. He mentions that everyone expects, because he's the bachelor, to have everything figured out. And maybe I'm doing things wrong, but I'm doing it I'm doing the best I can. But
I feel like Ben did that too. That's a good crutch. It's a good crutch.
Yeah. Yep.
Hey, what do you want me to do? It's crazy.
It's the first time I've dated all these women.
Oh, it's wacky. Listen, I'm bound to mess up. Colton, he doesn't try to, like, beg her to stay. And he also doesn't say, like, all right, get out. Just a gentlemanly, you know, respect your decision. Thanks for coming. Understand. He says at the very end, understands what you've given up to be here, which was more than anyone. She quit her job.
Yep. She has a good line in there, too. Don't get distracted by shiny things.
I think shiny implies blonde. I'll say it. And she's talking, when she says shiny, she's not talking about Kaylin. She's talking about the blonde girls that she doesn't like.
She's talking blonde, folks. I was reading an article today, and it digs deep into the blondes on this show and how things get really, you know, things are getting serious when the lead starts cutting out the non-blondes and you're left with, like, usually like 80 to 75% blondes at the end.
Yeah.
And now, here on this season, I think we have like 6 of 7 blondes left.
It is. Spoiler alert. I don't know. I sage advice from Sydney. No one has to do that unless you actually care about the person.
Sure.
And want them to be happy. If she was felt truly jilted by Colton, she wouldn't have bothered saying this. No one would have bothered giving him this advice. It's good advice. And maybe they feel like he's a little, you know, the moment might be overwhelming him a little bit, but it's a nice thing to say, I thought, from Sydney. Great performance from Sydney.
Mm-hmm.
Colton goes back to the group. Tayshia gets the group day rose, and Hannah looked at Tayshia. I don't know why Hannah thought she was getting the group day rose, but Hannah looked at Tayshia like she'd never seen her before, AB. She got up and she's like, oh, who is Tayshia? Oh my God, y'all. Anything else on this date?
No.
Liked what Sydney did. Overall, listen, she saw the writing on the wall, left with dignity, grace, wasn't
absolutely,
you know, getting rained on at the end of a rose ceremony, standing there for 10 hours. Not worth it. You want to go to Kirpa's date?
Not really, but... Yeah.
Really? What's your deal?
I mean, I just don't see Kirpa being a contender out here, Rim.
That's fine. You're conditioned to look for softcore porn here at this point after these last few one-on-ones, and you're not going to get it.
No, I've just like the series, I reach my point where I want serious contenders only on my screen, okay? And I've reached that point.
So you just want Colton to just bail on everybody,
yeah,
except for the top two.
I would have rather had someone get a second date than Kirpa get this first date.
Oh,
I mean it.
Hard disagree. I need a little breather here. Okay. I wanted to get to know. We already know the contenders. Let's get to know someone we barely talked to.
That's fair.
So you don't have much to say. I'm going to just have to talk about Kirpa
here. I got some
here.
Stuff.
All right. Well, I'll go first. I like Kirpa. That's all start. I'm a Kirpa fan. And the reason why is Kirpa seems like a real person I could meet in the real world.
Agreed.
Doesn't force a smile. Who forces smiles? I don't know. Why don't you put your mind to that, AB? Think about somebody who's constantly smiling. Doesn't force anything. That felt like an attack on you personally. It wasn't.
It was an attack on me and
you
Hannah.
You looked at me like, watch it, Rim. Kirpa's just hanging out, AB. Willing to talk or not talk. Whatever you want to do, man. Just... I feel like Kirpa would come through a party and be like, what up? You know, I brought Scotcheroos. Let's watch Grand Designs. Would you do the snorkeling?
Sure.
Me too.
Absolutely.
Are you surprised?
You know, Rim and AB probably come off as a bunch of
wuss, cats.
little scaredy cats. But hey, we'll get in the ocean.
No. This was a lagoon. This was a no. This was like a lagoon, Like a little bay. It was calm waters.
Very calm
shallow.
Waters. Sure.
Shallow. I'm not going 30 feet down. No. Close to the land. My thing is I got to be able to reasonably feel like I could swim to land if I needed to.
Sure.
And I can barely swim. So that's a pretty low bar. All right. What do you got on the daytime part of the date then? What do you have to say?
They go hunting for urchins and then they eat them. I don't know what. They eat the fresh. I would like to do what they did. It looked fun. I'd like to try a fresh urchin. I'd like that. I'd like to try that. It's a delicacy.
I've never seen you so sincere as just now saying, I'd like to try a fresh urchin.
I bet it's great. It's a once-in-a-lifetime experience for both of them.
What do you got on Kerpa?
She's fine, Rim.
God, all right,
I already
geez.
Told you.
All right.
Listen, if you're not a contender,
beat it.
Beat it. Hit the bricks.
It's only episode 6. Can't you wait till next week to start kicking people off before they leave?
I just have a hard time believing that these two have anything. We haven't seen Kerpa on the TV. They didn't even explain to us why she had a big-ass bandage on her chin for the whole... Like,
if that were a contender, that would have been a major plot point.
Like, what do you want me to believe here? That she's going to get a hometown? I don't believe that.
Back at the house. Tayshia has the same feelings as AB. She's like, Kerpa's probably not coming home, right? I mean, she's a nobody. Tayshia had a little edge to her attitude tonight, okay?
She really did.
She was talking to Heather when she said that, who, interestingly, is probably well behind Kerpa. I thought in my eyes, I was like, you're talking to Heather here. Don't offend Heather by saying these things. And she says, hometowns are coming up and Colton has a connection with everyone, AB. Just as we suspected.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
There are some stories about my mom's life that I truly never get tired of hearing. From hilarious to heartfelt, tear-jerking to plot-twisting, her retelling of the events of her life, it always brings me joy. Just in time for Mother's Day, I found the perfect gift that captures all her stories for my family forever. It's called Storyworth. Storyworth helps you preserve precious memories and stories from your mom or mother figure for years to come. Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth will email your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick. There's a wide variety to choose from. Some of my favorites are, do you have any keepsakes or heirlooms from your grandparents? And what's the furthest you've ever traveled? Storyworth makes the writing process a breeze. All your loved one needs to do is respond to that email with a story. Long or short, it doesn't matter. Then you'll be emailed a copy of your loved one's responses as they're submitted over the course of the year. Take it from me, you'll love their retelling of the stories you already know, and you'll be surprised by stories you've never heard before. After 12 months of fun, Storyworth compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book that you'll be able to share and revisit for decades to come. You can even keep a copy of the book for yourself. Our family keeps these gorgeous Storyworth books always within reach in the living room. They're great to read through whenever we're together, and I know they'll be passed down through the generations. Believe me, I'm not the only one who loves Storyworth. There are more than 25,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, with millions of family stories preserved since the company was founded more than 10 years ago. So give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll cherish for years. Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/rosecast. That's Storyworth, patreon.com/rosecast to save $10 on your first purchase. All right, what do you got on the nighttime one-on-one date, I suppose, if you want? Couple people talking, getting to know each other. That's just what we asked for.
Good, it was good talk. Kirpa talks about she dated a guy who is also saving himself for marriage. Just kind of like Colton.
Not also, but it was...
Yeah, Colton's not in the same... He's not saving himself for marriage. He's just saving himself for the right
person. He hops in to make sure everybody knows that every turn.
He leaped...
By the way.
Hey.
Hey.
That's not what I'm doing. Just to be clear. Just to let you know, it's going down in the fantasy suites.
If you play your cards right, sister.
Colton asks Kirpa if she's comfortable getting engaged, which... That's a big deal this season, it seems like. Like, Colton needs to desperately be engaged by the end of this, which I don't love, personally. I mean, at least he's being upfront about it. He's told everyone that'll listen, if you're not ready to get engaged, then please, please, please leave right now. Please. Let me know.
I don't necessarily love it either. I think we both said before, the show would be better if it wasn't...
No engagement.
Guaranteed.
Expected. Yeah.
That, you know, there wasn't always an engagement. I think that's going to be the case for the American version of this franchise for the foreseeable future. So.
The engagement pictures and the clips from
the
engagement
money.
And you got Neil Lang there. You got all this stuff going on.
People magazine.
People love I love the engagements. That's the thing. When it happens, I'm like tearing up. I'm like, whoa, this is incredible. I love the engagements when they happen. But before it happens, I'm with you. I just wish it wasn't feet to the fire. You got to get engaged.
One thing about this, first off, she said her answer was, if we keep going like this, yes, I could see myself getting engaged to you, which is like the right. That's the
good answer.
The reasonable answer. You shouldn't just say, yes, absolutely, I'm falling in love with you, because you're not.
Mm-hmm.
And Kirpa is a reasonable, level-headed person. So she's like, yeah, you know, if we keep having awesome snorkeling dates and getting to know each other, I could settle down. No problem. Anyway, Colton gives her the rose. A little change of pace, AB. They didn't even make out before the rose exchange, which obviously Kirpa's not going to win. Okay, we know that. Thanks for raining on that. But she's cool, AB, and I liked seeing her on the screen. It was a nice change of pace for me. I don't need to see Hannah B or Hannah G on another date.
I also just wasn't impressed with these dates. They didn't really do any spectacular thing. Like, they did dates that any normal person could do outside of being in Vietnam, obviously.
Yeah, you're right.
But go get a couple's massage and then go to a dinner. Like, nothing fancy.
Elise took a private jet from L.A. to San Diego. Or a helicopter, yeah. I think. I mean, the big bucks were not spent this week.
No.
Back at the house. Okay.
Here we go.
Make a break. Make or break. Demi thought it was a 100% shot to make.
Absolutely.
You don't go through all that effort to dress up like Jessica Simpson 2002 from that one that one movie.
What's
movie
that movie
was that?
Called?
You know what picture I'm talking about.
Yeah, it's the freaking remake of that show.
Yeah. Dukes of Hazzard. Nobody saw that movie, but every boy 12-year-old in 2001 or whatever remembers what photo we're talking about. And that's
absolutely
what Demi dressed up with. And I'm pretty sure she was doing that on purpose because it was the exact outfit. Demi and Colton, what do you got on this convo? She goes over to his crib.
Goes over there to seduce him. She even mentions, like, hopefully at the end of the night, Colton's not a virgin. I mean, do you think she actually believed that?
No.
Okay, good.
Six other people went on a one-on-one date prior to her, and she hasn't got one. What do you think? You guys are going to go over there and have sex, Demi? Please. Colton's going to be like, this is what I've been waiting for, you to come over. Please.
Demi goes over there. She tells Colton she's falling in love with him. And that she mentions, she's talking about all these amazing moments. Like, do you remember we had all these amazing moments? And he looks like he doesn't even remember what she's talking about, the moments.
I don't either.
She's like, you remember Singapore? These moments in Singapore? And then whatever the other places are? No, I don't remember them.
Colton's smile is, he's beaming when she comes over, thinking like, oh, I'm going to make out with another girl tonight. That's what he's thinking. Pops a champagne, she starts talking about these moments and eventually says, I'm in love with you. The smile just slowly is, fades from his face, like, oh, God, I'm going to have to break up with her. And no kissing.
No kissing. He obviously doesn't feel the same way. As soon as she said, I think she would have made it past this week, honestly.
If she didn't do anything?
If she didn't do this.
Yeah,
or even if she went over there and didn't say that she was falling in love with him, I think she could have made it.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think Heather would have, spoiler alert, I think Heather would have not gotten a rose, and I think Demi would have gotten one.
When she tells him that she's falling in love and he obviously doesn't, that's when good guy Colton comes out. It's like, well, I don't even...
I can't bleed John here.
I mean, I like her, but I don't... Obviously, I'm nowhere near being in love with her, so I got to send her home.
That's the honorable thing to do, in my opinion. I did see a tear, though, AB. Did you believe Demi that her cadence made it seem like this was nonsense, what she was saying? I am falling in love with you. No one says it like that. I did see a tear, though, so I'm torn as to whether or not she was being serious.
Demi is interesting. It's hard to read her, almost. I think we took her as just the pure villain. I don't know. The way she says stuff is a little different, and I think she's pretty monotone in a lot of stuff she says, so I think it might have been.
Okay. It's possible. That's a good assessment. It's totally possible. Another reason, this morning and last night on Instagram and stuff, she was like, I never thought, you know, like, yeah. she was sincere about it.
Sure.
I thought Demi was going to be an all-time villain first two or three episodes. And she came here to do one thing and one thing only and to make her name that way. It's clear that she might be a real person here, folks.
Yeah. Can't wait to see her again. I'll tell you that much about her.
Oh, God. Paradise.
Can't wait. Can't
guaranteed.
Wait.
On her way out of nowhere, Demi has some advice for Colton.
Mm-hmm.
There's certain girls here that seem like a safe choice, but you're not going to end up happy in the long run.
Wow.
From Demi. Can't tell by the tone of my voice. I was surprised. Anyway, another great breakup. You got anything else on this?
No. Sad.
I was kind of bummed. Demi said to the camera, no one's ever loved me back. Like that.
I was sad. I was sad. I'll tell you that. I was sad to see her go.
All right. No cocktail party, AB. Colton knows what he wants to do. So the roses are obvious, right? We know who's going home. It's obvious that Heather's going home.
It's clear.
It's clear. It is clear who's going home. It's Heather.
He kissed her. They switched her name or her occupation on the show to Kasbin Kissed. I don't know if you noticed that.
Of course.
Kasbin Kissed now.
Her purpose has been served here.
It's done. You gave her enough time. We're done here.
Two people just told Colton some of these women aren't ready. You think the person who's kissed one person in their life 4 days ago is one of those people who's not ready to get married? I'd go so far as to say, yeah, I'd think it's probably Heather who's not ready. Use your head, Colton. Rose ceremony. Already have roses. Tayshia and Kirpa. Roses. Hannah B. Kaylin. Cassie. Heather. Katie does not get a rose. What's your take?
I was surprised. I was surprised. Katie, I thought Katie and him had a little bit of something there. Early on, they were having good conversations, makeout sessions, the whole nine.
She's 26, 27,
yeah.
His age. She seemed even more mature than that. She seemed like a real deal option.
I agree.
It just Katie being the singular person to leave when Heather is still there and others.
Doesn't feel right.
Doesn't feel right. Left a poor taste in my mouth. What do you got on the goodbye here? Another just
another person letting him know. This is the third person in a row who's like, you actually didn't choose the right person that all the other people were talking about that aren't here for the right reasons. They're still out there. Here's my thing, though, Rim. So three people have told Colton this. Why are you not asking for names?
No. That's part of the game.
You got to ask for the names, Colton. Give me the goddamn name. One of you, give me a name. Okay, so you're telling me half these people are here for the wrong reasons.
Give me one name.
Isn't your first response like, who are you talking about? Why would you play a guessing game with all... You had three opportunities to do it. He should have done it with Sydney. But sure, maybe not. There's a lot of people still here. I got a good idea.
And it was the It was the first one. Maybe Sydney's off on her own thing.
It was the first one. And I thought Colton could have been thinking, okay, she's obviously talking about Demi. Demi's been here doing all this nonsense this whole time. But then when Demi leaves and also says it, it's like, okay, give me the fucking names. Who are you talking about?
What are you guys talking about when I'm not
around? I need 3 to 4 people that you're talking about are here for the wrong reasons. I need their names right now. You don't have to tell me on camera, but I need you to whisper it into my ear right now. I need to figure this out. When the third person comes along, that's on you. That's on you, that's Colton. True. Don't act all mad that he's like, man, I thought it was Demi, and then I thought it was Katie. It's like, why didn't you ask any of the people? They will tell you. God.
I hope that was less than a minute so we can put on Instagram. That's the whole time you were going, I'm like, I'm going to see if I can clip this. That's all correct.
That had me steaming mad at Colton at the end of this episode. Like, figure this out, Colton.
I kind of like that it's like, he's got to play the game. Like, he's doing the, what are you doing? The Chuck E. Cheese game where you're banging the gophers that
whack-a-mole,
pop up. Like,
yeah.
He's trying whack-a-mole. He's like, oh, there's the person who's not here. And then he bangs, sends the wrong one home.
Not
he misses.
Me.
Nope. Wasn't you, dumbass? Popping up. It's interesting. A couple of other things I have about Katie. At one point, Colin goes, you know, you're incredible. And she's like, like, continue.
Yeah, you're damn right.
Just this episode, more than any other, undeniable that these women like and respect Colton as a person. All of them. None of them have to do these.
They're all trying to help him out.
These genuine goodbyes. They're trying to help the guy out. You give respect, you get respect. That's how it goes, AB. Colton, completely thrown for a loop, says, I thought when Sydney said it, she was talking about Demi. And I don't know who Demi was talking about, and I definitely don't know who Katie's talking about. What the fuck am I missing? Bad boy Colton dropped an F-bomb. He was like, what the fuck's going on here?
He's talking to producers at this point. Like, what? Can one of you motherfuckers help me out, please?
He's like, hey, he's not talking to the camera. He's talking to the person behind the camera.
You,
like, who do
you
think this is?
Who do you think they're talking about? You back there.
And all of them are saying, none of them are saying one person is here that isn't.
No, it's
here.
Multiple
they're
people.
Like, listen, half of them in there.
Half these girls in there? They're not here for the right reasons, Colton.
No toast at the end. Colton is flabbergasted. He says, listen, everybody keeps telling me that we got a snake in the grass. A baby snake in the grass is not getting ready to marry a real snake. I'm wary. That's what he said. I'm concerned here.
Yep.
What do you got on Tayshia talking to Kerpa after
what's going
Colton
on
left?
There,
what
Rim?
Is this about? What is this about, AP?
What? It was almost like they didn't mean to be caught saying this. Tayshia's whispering, like, let's take this thing. And then she says, watch, it's the two of us at the end. Like, is she talking about Kerpa and Tayshia being there at the end?
It made no sense.
So I think the way I gathered it, I guess, was Tayshia thinks that her and Kerpa are the only two there remaining that are there for the right reasons, right?
Okay,
and
that's,
she thinks
I can
that they're going to be the last two at the end because Colton's going to figure it out, and she's going to make sure that he figures it out by ratting them out. She even says something like, he wants
the tea
to be spilled, and obviously she's going to be the one that spills it.
AB, folks.
That's
correct. That's right. You're right.
And Kerpa says, we're going to. Like, I feel it. I feel we're going to be the last two. Yeah.
Oh,
at the end,
Kerpa
says, yeah, I feel that. I feel that we're going to be the last two.
My breath was taken away by the fact that they were doing this. You know, I thought it might have been clever editing, but someone was standing right next to him.
Yeah,
I think everyone was still standing there.
Cassie was standing right there.
Yeah. I was very confused by that.
So,
I guess definitely, I think that's definitely Tayshia's angle, though. Like, we are the only, and she's probably right.
Only
we're
two
the only
there
two
for the right
are probably 100% ready.
Yeah. Okay.
We're going to talk about who we think is not ready in a minute. First, did you watch? You did watch coming up next week on The Bachelor.
Yeah, they're getting more clever about sneaking it in there. They don't even really. It starts before they tell you that coming up next week.
Okay. So you didn't want to see it?
No, I didn't want to see it, but I started. It just started playing. There
did
I was.
Did you see all of it? Did you? There you were with your pants
I
down.
Was locked in.
Hey, okay. All right. So
crazy
here's,
thing, I'm going to see some of that and turn it off? No.
Cassie crying and riding in a van. Number one. Crazy.
What's
a van.
Going on there?
What's going on there?
What's she doing in a van?
What's she doing in a van? The only reason you're in a van
is you're going
is
home.
Is going home.
What is Cassie doing in that van? That is the mystery of the season right now for me.
I got two more mysteries right here.
Okay.
Tip my tongue. Colton telling Kaylin he's falling in love with her. Not a mystery, but that's like, okay. Top 2, 3. Hannah meeting his mom and dad. Everyone's freaking out about that because she gets basically past hometowns. At that point, you usually only meet the mom and dad if you're top 2 or 3. Stay woke. That's not necessarily the case Ari people took met, Crystal yeah. home on week two.
Yep. There could be some...
That was, by the way, what a ridiculous...
That was absurd.
Absurd. Absolutely absurd. Are you concerned about this preview? Are you mad that they might have may or may not have spoiled some things?
No. They kept... I didn't really see much that spoiled it for me. It left me wondering. Big time mysteries out there after this. The Cassie thing in particular... I don't know what's going on there.
Explain.
I can't explain. I cannot explain to you what she's doing crying in that van. I cannot. Now, part of me thinks they would. They showed it so clear, too. It's like they didn't try to hide that Cassie was in this van crying, which is obviously the telltale sign that someone's going home, which makes me think she's not going home. They're just trying to get us. They're always trying to get us. You got to remember that.
I do remember it. You would do well to remember it too, Alex, because last week you thought Colton was going to have sex with someone based on the preview. And I said, that's ridiculous. Nothing even close is going to happen. And ding, ding, ding. Who was right? I think everything that happened in this trailer, once again, will turn out to be, everything implied will turn out to be untrue. That's what I think.
What is she doing in the van then, Rim?
How is that going to happen?
Tell me how she's in that van.
I think Colton maybe like sprains his ankle and has to go to the hospital.
And she has to go back home?
She has to go back. Yeah.
Okay. Something like that. Out of the ordinary happens that she's in that van. I can't imagine she's going home.
Okay. Quick wrap up. I haven't mentioned this yet. I watched Young Once, speaking of Cassie.
Oh.
The show that Cassie was on, I watched two episodes of Young Once.
Wow.
They were on
YouTube.
Doing
God's work.
People were very appreciative of it. I got a lot of messages extremely appreciative of you watching this.
That show's got to be trash.
AB, it is so bad. I can't explain to you. But like any formulaic reality shows like this, I'm sucked right in.
I'm a tune in.
You are right. The first season, all on YouTube, from 2015. Cassie looks very young. She might be, if it's 2015, she might be 19 or 20 years old.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a weird show. It takes place in the suburb of Los Angeles. I forgot which one. I think Cassie's family lives in Huntington Beach. The Biola University School is more inland. It takes place on the campus of the school.
Really?
So the show is like put on by the school, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
And it's that Christian school you talked about. It's a small private college. It's harmless. It's completely harmless. Cassie's role in the show is harmless. No one signed up for this YouTube show about Biola University thinking they would be famous, period. No one did that. Her storyline with her boyfriend, I would classify it as Cassie and her boyfriend are the Elsie and Steven of this Laguna Beach style show. They're on screen for like 4 minutes an episode. They had one conversation about how like he didn't really like that she like drank a little bit the other night. It's like aggressively wholesome. There's not a lot of scandal going on here. And inside source, I got an inside source here. Her Cassie coming back for this most recent season, it's on the up and up. Like she hasn't been with that boyfriend for several years.
Okay.
And there's no...
So nothing to see here, basically.
Nothing to see here, basically. The headlines implied that Cassie was the worst of the pre-Bachelor reality stars who are on other shows. I don't think that's the case here.
I mean,
and truly, if you're on that show, you don't think anybody's going to fucking see this show. It had like 15,000 views on YouTube, and a lot of them are probably from recent.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's just a red flag whenever you see someone doing reality TV before The Bachelor or Bachelorette. That's usually a red flag. Now, this seems on the very extremely low end.
Yep.
Of being a negative for Cassie, especially how long ago it was. Like, she hasn't done anything since then.
Yeah.
You know?
And she could have. She could have.
Yeah.
The show is airing now. They were supposed to air like 3 months ago, and they're like, oh, Cassie's on the show.
Yeah.
Like,
she's
just
time
hold
to cash
on to
in.
This hose and to let it go. And it's working, because guess who watched the show? Me.
Are you going to watch the second season? I'm going to need you to watch a couple,
episodes. I only watched two episodes. I mean, it's tough.
It's a bad watch.
It's not interesting. And I would scroll. I would skip through parts with people I didn't care about, which is almost everybody. But it was just not. It was not interesting. And the storylines don't really overlap. It's just dumb. It's a dumb show. Mailbag. If you have questions or comments, text us at 773-234-7794. Lots of people have asked us who we think Demi, Sydney, and Katie were referring to is not ready to be married, including Mike from Connecticut. Who do you guys think isn't ready to get married, and why is it Heather? I don't understand how Colton could get rid of Katie and Demi, but keep Heather and Kirpa, who he has no relationship with. I'm not sure Colton is good at reading people.
You think?
Still think he's the best bachelor, though. Mike in Connecticut.
Whoa. Wow, Mike.
All right. What do you think, AB? Who do you think is not ready to get married? Who do you think they're referring to?
I think they're referring to Heather. I think Sydney in particular was also talking about Demi. Like, she was talking about multiple people. I think they might have been talking about Cassie. And I think they were talking about Hannah. Alabama Hannah.
Yep. I think all four of those, I would put Hannah B ahead of Cassie in the not ready to get married power rankings. The tide has turned in the house, I think, on Hannah B. And I think people also could have been talking about Hannah G. I think Kaylin, you could pick up that Kaylin thinks Hannah G is just kind of floating through.
Absolutely.
If you want to talk about who I think is ready, it's Tayshia. I think Kirpa literally said she's ready.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Cassie probably is, because based on what I've seen on the show when she was 19, 20 years old and how she's acting here, I think Cassie is a I'm getting married young type of person, which is fine. And I think that's what she's looking for. Remember, Cassie's background thing, episode one, was like, I'm so glad it's Colton. I want to marry Colton. No one else said that.
Sure.
Brandon from Cedar Rapids. What do you make of Demi incorporating her mom in the show? Is it genuine or is it a playbook move, AB?
I think it's a play made by the producers. You know, okay. I don't know that she'd be on the show if she didn't have this backstory.
Oh. Okay.
Like you gotta have your thing. You gotta have your thing that puts you above other people, you know?
Sets you apart.
And my mom being currently in prison sets you apart. So I think she probably used it to get on the show, and then the producers used it. I don't think Demi wanted to call her mom in either of these situations that she called them, but she knew what she had to do.
They're not dumb. It makes for a great clip.
Absolutely.
When there's a contestant holding up the phone on speakerphone and it goes, you have a call from the correctional facility. That's a good preview clip.
Absolutely.
Sam, thanks for the question, Brandon. Sam from Atlanta. Serious question, AB.
Okay.
What do you think of the optics of this episode? Including the first rose ceremony, four women of color went home and we are left with the conspicuous group of blondes and pageant girls.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's also what Tayshia's comment to Kirpa after the rose ceremony was referring to.
Wow.
Personal note, I slightly disagree with that last part, but there was some undertones with Sydney and Tayshia and maybe Kirpa that they were implying some things. What do you think, AB?
I mean, it's been an underlying story of the Bachelor franchise, you know, that the women of color don't get the chance. Like, they're brought on almost as props, but when it gets down to serious love time, they're all cut. We're left with the same exact people, like seven blondes and maybe one or two other races and other types of individuals. I don't think anything's changed.
Macro, big picture, that's a fact. Because you literally look at who's left, it looks like every other season. I think it's important to say my opinion. There was no one who made it to the middle stages that Colton gave zero chance to.
Sure.
He gave everybody a shake. He wasn't like, he didn't show blatant disinterest in all the non-white women, I don't think.
Agreed.
But in some seasons that we've watched, it's just like there's three or four black women and they're boom, they're gone like night one. That didn't happen here. I think Colton giving everybody a fair shot. But here we are again. And macro level, yes, it's a situation that they have to deal with. Or they won't.
I don't think they will.
I'm not optimistic about that. Thank you for the question, Sam. Couple challenge-related questions, AB.
Okay, let me lock it.
Ears perked up. I knew that was going to happen. We got someone in New Jersey who said, who do you think would make a great bachelor and bachelorette from the challenge, MTV's The Challenge, who is currently single? Her or his choices... Johnny Bonanza.
Are you kidding?
Johnny Bonanza. It's Johnny Bonanza.
Bonanza Rim.
I know
the restaurant.
I combined it with Brad Fiorenza. You know who that is, Brad?
Yeah, I know Brad. No.
Okay, Brad or Johnny Bonanza.
Old bug eyes Brad. No, sir. Not him.
Bachelorette, this person thinks the only person that makes sense is Ashley Kelsey. What do you think, AB? Pick one of each gender.
Yeah, Johnny Bonanza is my favorite challenger of all time, so I'd have to go with him as my bachelor. And I think he's, I tweeted a couple things. There's a little like outside of the bachelor world buzz for Johnny Bananas being a bachelor. And he's kind of branched out outside of the challenge. He does like an NBC show now.
He does some show.
He does some other,
night, yeah.
Yeah, he does this other stuff. So it's not crazy,
it's not crazy
to think
it's not crazy
that he could be if there's no good, you know, next after this upcoming bachelorette season, if there's no good men out there, you could see a Johnny Bananas, which I would, that'd be a dream come true. Okay. you could not ask for something better for me than the Johnny Bananas season.
Look on your face right now. It's just wow. Like, looks like you just had another daughter.
It's incredible.
So excited at the idea.
It'd be one of the top moments of my life when they announced that he was going to be the bachelor. That'd be, wow. That'd be something. Okay. For bachelorette. That's a great question.
Just for the so the listeners know, we cut out 15 solid seconds of silence while AB
two minutes of silence. Yeah. This is a great question, and I need to give it some thought.
Come back to it next week. How about that?
No,
well,
let
don't
me
forget.
Hold up, I'll give you someone.
Jeez. While we're waiting for you to answer, I also want to mention that someone from Whistler, Canada, which is like Park City Vale type place, one of the most beautiful places in the world, also said there's been buzz online about Johnny Bananas from The Challenge wants to be The Bachelor. So people are buzzing, AB. People are buzzing in and out.
Man, it's a tough question, y'all. The problem is it'd have to be someone a big name. So I'd probably have to say like Cara Maria or someone. It'd have to be a big... one of their big stars.
For it to be worth it to ABC.
Like who I could see, it would have to be like Cara Maria.
Okay, well, I don't want Wes coming in disrupting things. We got to move on, AB.
Wes has nothing to do with Cara Maria.
Who's the crazy guy?
Well, that's Abe.
Oh, Abram. Abe. Yeah. Didn't you meet Abe when we were in college?
No,
did
I met Wes. You're mixing it up. I met Wes and Nehemiah.
I met The Miz in high school. You were there. That's right. Okay, we got to move on. Maddie from New York State has the opposite question. Now that Bachelor and The Challenge has some crossover with Chase being on this current season, and even with the whole new Cara Maria, Danielle, Pauly drama, interjection, this reminds me of the WWE and UFC like cross-promoting some stars with Ronda Rousey and Brock Lesnar. Who from Bachelor Nation do you think would thrive on The Challenge?
Well, they've tried to get him on, but Chad Johnson.
Absolutely.
Okay? He's a beast of a man, and the drama follows him. Unfortunately, he went the X on the Beach route.
Not as good?
He's on an MTV show currently, X is on the Beach or whatever. No, that show's tremendous, Rem. I watch it every week.
I know, but it's not as prestigious.
I love that show.
Okay. What about Clay? Remember Clay, the football player? For sure.
Yeah, he'd be great. I mean, an NFL player? Sure. Get him on there. For females, maybe like Jasmine?
Oh, yeah, yeah,
she's
yeah.
been on... she was on X on the Beach, too. Or Hannah. We've seen the kickboxing, Rim.
That's a fact. Hannah would be pretty good. I think she'd jump at the chance.
Absolutely.
Okay. Next up, we asked for Colton fence jump predictions.
Okay.
Here are a couple. Someone from Connecticut says, I think Colton jumps the fence after hometowns because he's legit in love with all four women and can't bring himself to say goodbye to any of them. Those women being Cassie, Hannah, Kaylin, and Tayshia. It's either that or someone he really loves decides to leave on their own. My gut says Tayshia since she's been married before. Again, he's truly pissed and heartbroken. So... this person is buying into the fact that it's a real deal. We're not getting our chain yanked here. Catherine from Boston says, my prediction for the fence jump is Colton is talking to a producer before he jumps, not a contestant. Though they will frame it that he's more upset with one of the contestants, the reality is they over-manipulated him and took him over the edge. Okay. Most likely this is related to something coming out about some hubba hubba time with one of the girls off camera. I like kind of like that theory.
I do too.
Do you have a prediction?
I just think the pressure's getting to him, Rim. You can kind of see the writing on the wall right now. He's even saying stuff like, I don't think I'm doing a good job. Maybe it just all boils over at this one moment. And I think it's, yeah, I think it's going to be when he has to tell someone that he really likes that they're going home, and it just breaks him. He says, I want to get away from this show for a little bit.
All right. Thank you to everyone who texted in. Again, the number is 773-234-7794 if you have any stuff between now and next week. Quickly, let's get to the Batch Bracket League update, and then we're going to get to our power rankings. Next time we do this, we will be better prepared. We'll have more lead time. People will know how it's done, how the thing works. We'll just be ready to go. Top 10 in ties right now. MS has 207. Erica B has 202. Aaron H has 195. Garen H has 192. Amanda C, 192. Bachelor Memes has 191. Jen C, none of these are UAB. Jen C, no. 189. Jasmine J, 187. Kelly K, 186. Angie P, 183. This is like rhyming almost. I'm enjoying this. Caroline Austin, 183. Tim, 171.
Are you?
Me. Tim, 171. Pitiful. Disgusting. Embarrassing. AB, 147.
Oh, my God.
We both have Hannah B. and Cassie as the final two, which last week I thought, no chance Hannah B. makes it there. Now I'm starting to wonder.
I feel real good about that pick.
We both have Cassie winning. You have Kaylin in the final three. I have Hannah G. I have Demi in my final four. Yeesh.
Wow. Sounds like, what's my final four?
I don't know.
Sounds like I got room to come back
here.
No,
you don't. I don't know. The math hurts already. Okay, AB, power rankings. Right now. Last week I had Cassie, then the big gap, right? Mm-hmm. This week I'm going to start at number 8 and go to number 1, ranking everybody.
You're going
to
do them all? Okay.
Heather, 8.
No, you should have done 9 and then a big gap, then Heather.
There's actually only 7 left, so pay close attention here.
Oh,
Heather. Heather, 8. Heather, 8. Katie, 7, okay?
Okay.
Katie's
gone.
Someone
6. That's the joke. That is the bit.
Katie is gone.
That's
so
the
she's
point.
Behind
seven
Katie,
left.
Huh?
Yeah, she's behind Katie. And Katie should be ahead of Kirpa, in my opinion. Kirpa, 6.
Whoa.
Hannah B, 5. Even though she meets his parents, I just say Hannah B, 5. 4, Kaylin. 3, Hannah G. 2, Tayshia. If I could redo these right now based on our talks, I'd put Tayshia lower. Number 1, Cassie. What are yours?
Number 4, Hannah. Alabama Hannah, Roll Tide, one of my favorites right now. Number 3, didn't even need to say that. Just had to get that out there, though. Number 3, Kaylin. Number 2, Hannah. Contender Hannah. And number
Hannah
1.
G. Yeah.
Yeah. And then number 1, Cassie.
Okay.
Where
I
she'll
like
remain.
Those. Can I ask you a question?
Until I see her on that damn bus crying, Rim, I'm not moving her.
Okay. Me neither. She's probably crying because she just loves Colton so much.
Yeah,
or something
she's,
that's just
she's
the
just crying because she
say.
Just won the season.
Yeah, 3 weeks early. I have a question for you. Haven't seen your wife in a while. Who mm-hmm. does she like? Who's her favorite?
Cassie, I think.
She thinks Cassie's going to win, or who's her personal favorite?
I would say she was pissed about the reality TV. Now, I brought her down off the ledge. I told her what you told me.
Ooh.
Yeah. So, but she was mad about the reality TV. She thought that was a huge, even a bigger red flag than I thought. I'm like, whoa, relax. It wasn't
whoa.
That bad.
Interesting. So I like probably, that. I like that feisty, like, no, I don't play like
I don't
people
play
on
that.
Phone.
She basically does not play that reality TV. If you come on, if you go on a reality TV before The Bachelor, you're dead to her. So I think it's probably Hannah.
Okay. Hannah G.
Yeah, the contender Hannah.
All right. Good. That's I like that. I like that attitude. Hey, tell us what you think of the show on Twitter at RoseCastES or Instagram, RoseCast Podcast, or Facebook, RoseCast Podcast. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google. Anything else, AB?
I don't think so.
thank you for listening. And I don't know, have a heavenly day. I can't think of what's coming back soon. Talk to you later.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.